This is Elliot Next with the Party Punks, and we are here at Activate LA. You should listen to this all the time.
Warning. The following podcast will most definitely contain language that will both offend and stimulate. Any situations mirroring your real life are purely coincidental and have nothing to do with you. Calm your tits, sit down, and enjoy the show.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, Radioland? What is going on, Podcast Land? Yes, that's right. This is your friend, your host, the talented Mr. Funk, and we are back. You are listening to Activate LA Radio Show on LAPartyRadio.com and, of course, ActivateLA.com. And I am here kicking it with my good friend, Tremaine, man.
Oh, yeah.
What is cracking, Tremaine? What is going on, man?
What's going on? It's another glorious Sunday, as the DR would say.
Oh, it's officially cracking back
now. Now it's a motherfucking party.
Now it's a motherfucking party, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody tuning in right now through LAPartyRadio.com. And also everybody tuning in right now through our video stream on
ActivateLA.com.
And also we are on Facebook right now. If they block us, we're still going to be going on LAPartyRadio.com. Whoa.
Hey, of course, it's the DR.
I can't hear.
We can hear the shit out of you.
I can't hear, so fuck your ears.
Let me hear.
Nah, I turned it all the way up.
Oh, let me see. Yeah. All the way up.
That's pretty weird.
There we go, man.
Shout out to the DR's nonverbal way of communicating that his earphones aren't working by slapping on the fucking mic.
Dude, I thought he was giving him a fucking mushroom stamp or something like that, bro. I want to give a shout out to Jag Radio, man. They were here last Sunday. And
the crossover became a reality, right? Jag Radio and Connect the Dots on Jag Radio.
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the Super Audio Network, the new Super Audio Network, Dre Auday,
JD, George, Alexander, Jag Radio.
Yeah, man.
Dre Auday of the Super Audio Network, Super Audio Show.
Sorry, DR, man. I apologize. Don't slap the shit out.
If you want it to work, you have to stick it all the way in.
And we got in the house, man, for everybody. Jay is tuning in right now. We got Chris, Face One, tuning in too. And Chris is
what
like,
up?
He's loving the love machine, man. How's the love machine back there?
The love machine.
Good.
Oh, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Strangely sleek in that mask.
We have in the show special guest today, man. You want to announce him? I do the clapping and everything.
The Bloody Gypsies.
Look at these high
chairs. Thank you.
You got a full house here. It's like, what is the protest?
People can't see, but it's so crowded in here.
Oh, God. So how you ladies doing, man?
We're good, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so excited to have you ladies here.
Thank you.
Representing the Bloody Gypsies right now, we have Diana and Andrea.
Hello.
Word.
Yeah. soon to show up will be Sarai,
yes.
Right? And then the Iris couldn't be with us today, but...
she's going to come in later on.
Don't pressure her. She might. She might also have shit to do and say, fuck that.
She might just prank call us.
Right. The bassists are spiritual.
Yeah, man. We got the love machine kicking it over there.
The love machine.
People are loving the love machine right now. We got us. Oh, what up, man? Big shout out to Trevor, man. How you doing, man? He's shouting us out.
What up?
What was the tiger looking in the toilet? What?
The tiger.
Oh, he was just trying to find poo. Oh, we got people doing jokes on live stream. That's not me, okay? Like, damn, this guy's dumb as fuck, man. How was you guys' weekend?
It was good, man.
Tired.
We had sushi.
We just had sushi normal. Before we got here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not too crazy.
Not so crazy as normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Now my weekend was cool. I fucking misplaced my phone. I got it 4 days ago, but. And I take care of that shit, like, you know, with all my soul. Everywhere I go, like I was telling my girl, like, it's easier for me to lose my wallet than my phone, because I'm always on my phone. I'm always like, but.
Hey, that was, but you probably felt free. Like, you forgot you even had a phone. Like, you're just out there like, hey, you know, I don't care if anybody's trying to contact me. I'm enjoying my life, bro.
They have those cases now, sorry, that you can put, like, your ID in them and maybe some money, you know? So then you just got it. You just got it all together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been watching Blood In, Blood Out too much. Life's a risk or not.
What Tremaine suggested happens to a lot of people when they lose their phone, that you feel free with people not being able to contact you anywhere you go all day long. Yeah. That's how it was in our generation.
It's true. When I forget my phone, like, at home and I'm at work, I feel like, oh, okay, I feel cool. But then I'm like, where's my damn phone? And I get home, zero messages. Like, ah, no one loves me.
I will fucking talk to you anyway.
Like, you're anticipating the moment you turn on your phone for some reason. And then it's like dang, no love.
No love.
Fuck y'all.
Kind of like back in the days, the voicemail. Yeah.
Pagers.
Pagers, yeah.
Oh, the pagers. I hit you when I want to. I see you call me, but I don't really care, so there ain't no payphones near.
Right.
All right.
Dude, that's crazy that now kids, like, I used to have to call, like, the guy I liked. I had to call their house and talk to their parents. Like, oh,
is Pete in there?
Is Jimmy there?
Like, who's this?
Sam, right? Like, now, like, they just text each other. Like, there's no... Yeah.
Now, I'm actually glad you said that, because I was thinking a couple of weeks ago about similar topic, but on the guy's side, and it's something that's missing now.
Yeah.
It's going to knock at the girl's house, right? Do you guys miss that?
I think so.
No?
I mean, go.
Just
go. I want to hear you first.
My dad is like super overprotective, so no one could go knock at my house. Word.
Text messages.
It was like that.
Text messages have made it easier to bypass dads and be older brothers.
Yeah, bypass the whole family. Yeah. Just like direct right there.
I'm outside, I'm in the backyard. Well,
we got the movie.
The Activate LA.
Backyard, who are you in?
7-Eleven.
The Activate LA hotline is now active with a hot girl staring back at us.
I'm telling you, pit bull in the back.
Activate LA radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Hey.
How's
up?
Yo, what up? Who is this? Welcome to the Activate LA radio show.
Hey, this is cool. So.
Who's Calypso?
Calypso. Yo, we got Calypso on the line. Welcome to the show, man. And we have a good interview coming up, which is with Calypso. How are you?
Good, great. Glad to be on.
Live on Activate LA Radio on LAPartyRadio.com.
Yeah, Calypso, she does DJ and mixing. And can you tell us a little bit about your music?
My music's pretty much dubstep and trap, but more kind of like Caribbean based. I like to like use a lot of dub elements from like old school and put a new school kind of twist on it. Mainly, yeah, it's just dubstep and trap, and I've been playing with UK bass recently, so this should be interesting.
I like that term, Caribbean bass. It sounds exotic.
It does. It is. If you listen to it on SoundCloud, look me up, and it's kind of all there.
Whoa. Can you let us know your SoundCloud?
Calypso.
That's / Calypso with a K.
Nice. My SoundCloud, you can look me up, Kalypzo. And I actually think I have the URL. It's Calypso. So just put an ITS in front of Calypso, and that'll give you the full SoundCloud URL.
Wow, that's pretty dope.
Calypso.
How long you been DJing for? You also make music, right?
Huh?
You also produce?
I've been DJing since I was like 16, and I literally just turned 23 on the 28th.
Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah,
it'll be.
What?
I said feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday.
What the fuck did you just say?
Dude. Okay, come on. We'll turn the time. Also, I'm on the phone. I got a little delay.
Sorry. But happy birthday.
Yeah.
We're in the studio here with the Bloody Gypsies and the Love Machine.
The Love Machine.
Hey, Calypso.
Hey, Calypso.
Don't be shy.
Oh my god. Hey.
Yep. So, and how long you been? You said since 16, right? 16. And she's 23. Happy birthday, man. With EMX, how long you been working with them?
I've literally just recently come across them, like maybe for about 2 months.
I think we got some technical difficulties here.
Technical difficulties. Hello?
Miss Collision.
If you're listening, give us a call. Give us a call back.
Calypso of EMX.
And speaking of EMX, we got Dance Electric tonight going on
at inside. Tokyo Beats, 319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. Go. The Dance Electric, brought to you by EMX. Somebody's calling, but that's not the official Activate hotline, so we're going to hang up. Stranger danger.
That's crazy.
Swiper, no swiping.
Who is this voice right now? Oh, they're back. Just like rap over this, you know?
I don't know who this is. Let me... Fuck it, I hate
to... How do you feel about the rap right now? Like, it's easy to, like... disregard or like is simple, like everybody sort of use the same like cadence of the time, like
well, at least like the mainstream, right, the thing, like one that's popular, because there's still like real hip hop out there, you just gotta like look.
But yeah, the thing that intrigues me about this music is that if you really listen to it, it's hypnotizing. It's like a trance.
Oh my god!
Sorry,
okay. Calypso.
You know what? Verizon tried to tear us apart, but I wasn't gonna let that happen.
Hey, it's because that guy switched sides, man. He was like, he was always about, can you hear me now? Then he like put on the yellow shirt, and it's like the game has changed.
Oh yeah.
I know. Ever since he left, dude, it's just yeah.
So you're saying recently with EMX is this this connection has been made?
Yeah. So pretty much that's like been my main outlet in terms of like getting shows, and they've been just so good to me. Like literally just back to back shows. I'm getting so much exposure that I've been waiting for like literally my whole career. Yeah. It's been like seriously a dream being with them.
Cool.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of more gigs, are you playing at the yacht party, or did that event just pass?
There was a yacht party last month, but there's going to be another one coming up soon. Yeah, and that's going to be in May, and I'll be playing at that one. So if you actually go on my Instagram, it'll have all the info there. And it should be Memorial Day weekend, and that's pretty much when we're planning on shoving off. And it's usually a really, 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 really fun party. Like, so many people came out like last time, and it was just such a blast, and all the bartenders pour extra alcohol in all the drinks.
Oh, that's
so
a kind of party?
Totally, yeah. Slide through if you can.
It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
well, let me ask them. I've never asked before. Is EMX the name of the crew, or is that just the night that they do at Tokyo Beat?
The Dance Electric is the night they do at Tokyo Beat. EMX is the name of the crew.
So it's like how Funkosphere has their crew.
Yeah.
And Activate LA, we have our crew.
Oh, word?
All right, cool.
Yeah, so, you said... The DR threw me off.
I'm sorry. I'm thrown off as well.
Yeah.
What am I even doing with my life?
Are you tonight? You're not DJing at Dance Electric. Yeah, that was last week, correct?
Yeah, I was DJing there last week, and the crowd was so awesome. Oh my god, I love DJing there.
Yeah, that place is awesome. I was telling the ladies,
the Bloody Gypsies,
that the ramen is so delicious. Have you tried the ramen there?
It sold me on ramen. Yeah.
Dude, the ramen is the reason why I wanted to DJ there. I swear to god, the first night that I went there,
I had it
and I was just like, this is it. This is the place where I will continue to grow my DJ expertise. So literally just for the ramen.
So what, they have Fisher Price turntables. Have you had that fucking ramen?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
When it comes to hardware or DJing and mixing, what do you prefer? What's your choice, favorite?
Not gonna lie, I do like the mixers. I do like DDJs, specifically the Arx 2, the new one. But my taste has kind of matured to CDJs recently, and I'm finding I'm kind of liking those. But, you know, if they had a little bit more launch tabs on the CDJs, then I'd be fully sold. But right now, my heart belongs to my mixer, which I learned on. So that's honestly my preference.
Yeah, what's your mixer? That was, you said that was your first mixer you learned on?
The first mixer I learned on was the Traktor S4, actually. Way, way back, like, in, like, 2000, I think it was, like, 12, I think, maybe, when I got the X4. Before then, I'd been DJing on my computer. And, yeah, and then I moved on to the XDJ, or the, the DDJs, which is the new Pioneer mixer. Wow. And then I graduated to the CDJs.
Calypso, I could be wrong, but you're saying a lot of letters and numbers. Are you a tech head?
I actually know how to engineer a little bit, and I am kind of a tech kind of freak in a way. I do code and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I was kind of up my alley, definitely. I'm sorry if I'm speaking gibberish language to all those listening.
No, it's not gibberish. It's just something that, you know, to the people that's connecting with it, that's when you're, oh, she knows the fuck she's talking about. Yeah, I love the X7. Those knots.
I can definitely set up a rig, too, if need be. I'm always on hand to help set up with speakers and all these other things, too. It's definitely part of my passion.
Oh, okay. So you're hands-on in the show part, but as far as the construction, the build-up. It's not too much about that.
Oh, yeah. I fully, fully, fully study my craft in all realms. I want to know everything.
Usually these DJs, it's like, you know, you get on the stage, you play your shit, and then you just get off, and then everything just magically disappears and reappears when it's time for you to get back up again.
Exactly, but see, I'm the kind of person, I've just learned to appreciate people that, like, do stuff for me in general, so I've learned to appreciate the art of setting up and getting levels right and everything, because the more that I know, the more that I can help people that are help setting up for me in terms of preferences. And, you know, when something goes wrong and they're not there, I can be there to just do it myself, you know?
Shout out to Calypso getting the concept that you only get out what you put in.
That's right.
Look at my hands, baby. You want me to live what? Come on, baby, I'm a star of the show. I don't do this.
Trust me, I can actually lift a lot. I do work out. I mean, I do look skinny, like, not gonna lie, but I have some strength.
Calypso, if shit went down, she might fuck you up.
That means she's laughing. Yeah, what got you into this whole DJing thing and, you know, production?
Well, actually, it started way back when I was about 13, and I was a nerdy little kid that, like, kind of really didn't fit into a lot of places, and I met these other kids that were into EDM music, and so they were just very accepting and loving, and that's what I was all about. And then eventually, when I was 14, they took me to my first rave. I know that's hella young, but this is back in 2008 when Insomniac didn't care about, like, IDing. Like, literally, like, I brought my friends, like, fake, and they just looked at it and just, like, all right, come in. And I remember...
Shout out to that guy failing at his job. Oh, yeah, she's 28. Come on in.
Yeah, they were like, okay, whatever.
She looks... I'm there,
like, in my fluffies for the first time, 14 years old, and I go in, and it's TAO, and I see Armin Van Buuren playing. And dude, oh my God.
Changed my fucking life.
I was just like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. Like, this is where I belong. Like, I'm a raver through and through. Like, this is what I need to do. And then after that, I was just trying to convince my parents, like, hey, can you buy me a mixer? Like, can you buy me some software so I can get into this? And finally, at 16, they had enough and just caved and got me some lessons with one of my close relatives on how to DJ. And yeah, I've been doing it ever since. And then I got into production because, of course, I had to do my own thing. Independent woman. That's where I am now.
Mujeres chingonas means, how do we describe it in English, mujeres chingonas?
Badass women, right?
Like ass kicking.
Mujeres chingonas.
Mujeres chingonas. No. Oh, it's because the DR saying puta. Like bitch. Like,
yes. Badass woman, bitch.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Yeah.
It sounds so offensive in Spanish.
Well, that's the way they translate the movies from Spanish.
Lost in translation.
Like Calypso, we need to have you on the show, though. We gotta have you over here live and direct, and you know, kicking it. Hopefully, in the future, you can come down.
Dude, I am so more than down. Like, you know, I'll come in, we'll have some fun. I'm just saying, though, if I get there and she gets wild and live, you know, it's not my fault. You brought this upon yourself, so.
I'm sorry, the DR likes to, like, show titties and everything.
He got the line out the cage,
no,
bro.
No, not like that.
We're pretty cool. I mean, ladies, you know, in the house, Love Machine, you know, what do you guys think? We're okay, you know?
All right. Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, we're getting
so far, so far.
No, but we're live. You can catch us, like, live video stream. Like, you can see us, like, live video stream on activatela.com right now. So, once again, link up your social media so, you know, our listeners and viewers, they can check you out and, you know more about you and your music.
Calypso.
No dick pics, assholes, okay? Fuck.
Hey, are you a butcher? I got some sausage selections I want
to
show you.
I need to get the guy to, like, say my tag. Like, at every event, they'll, like, see me. It's like all girl, hot girl dressed up, and then just this dude's voice, Calypso.
Like, don't say puta, okay? Calypso. Yeah, dude, but we got to link up.
Hold up. Oh, she got a shout out. SoundCloud, any way people can link up with you here, any of your worksheet selections?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. It's literally just It's Calypso, ItsKalypzo. You'll find me there. And then I have Mixcloud and SoundCloud, but all that is posted on my Instagram, so you can look through there. You can always search Calypso on Mixcloud, and I'm the first name that pops up. So it's pretty easy to find me.
Original.
Yeah, so thanks again, man, for taking a little bit of your time, you know, or your time, you know, to give us a call and give us a chance to interview you. And we are looking forward to having you here on the studio. That's KLPR Studio 11, right?
Activate LA Radio.
Man.
Right on. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Sure.
Have a good one. Yeah.
DJ Calypso.
Yeah. Calypso.
Shout out to DR. Like to put DJ in front of any fucking body's name. Did I say my name was DJ Calypso? Fuck no.
He hates being called DJ Tremaine.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say it. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no, go for it. Funny. We got Richard having fun over there. What's up, Richard, man? You want attention? Give us a call right now. 424-777-2423. Scratch your balls or something. He's talking about he's feeling a little bit bored. But
hey, Richard, little fact of the day: your name is short for dick.
Nah, big shout out to Richard. He's tuning in, man. I hope you're having fun. Big shout out to our boy, man, Vincente Ortiz, man. Vincent, man, how you doing, man? He said, "Chido la banda, viva la madre, banda." Man, we got mujeres chingonas in the house. What's up?
Yeah.
We got Love Machine. Yo, you want to put the camera towards a little bit more, like you? No, this one. I got you.
Yeah.
Alright, so Love Machine can take a break from
Don't look at me, puppet.
Yeah, go for it, yeah. Don't look at me, puppet. Hey, cuidado con la máscara. You might get sweaty. So how you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I'm okay.
You're right. Does it feel better now? You want a beer?
Guys, I got it right here.
Alright, a cool down, you know, if you need some whiskey on the rocks,
need
water.
Like a straw so I can drink it.
Oh, yeah, we should do that, man. Do we have that? We have
a bunch of straws in my car, but it's the way I do.
Yeah, man. But we do have Mujeres Chingonas tonight. We got, you know, the Bloody Gypsies. We got Love Machine. We have Calypso on the line, man. It's a mujer chingona type of night tonight. So.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Man.
It ain't no sausage party.
The best kind of night.
sausage party?
No. He just snuck that in there. I don't know what kind of nights you like, but.
No. Because he's like, sausage party. I looked at my right, he's like, widespread. Yeah, he's widespread and shit.
When you play this back a week from now, you hear that I said it ain't no sausage party.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to edit that shit so I can make you look bad. Shut up.
Well done. Well done, you bastard.
Shout out to the DR's drink of choice tonight, Jim Beam and Pineapple Sunkist.
Nice.
See, they know that I have a 3-day rule. Yeah. I have to go 3 days every week without drinking alcohol, at least 3 days. So sometimes on Sundays, because I've already drank, sometimes I can't drink with them. But this weekend, I didn't drink much. So
that was a quick one.
I got time today.
Yeah. I did a quick one. Or we're like, oh, what? No, because I was trying to focus on the DR over there. So, where DR, where were you at?
Blat out how you like me now.
Why don't you do something, DR? Come sit on this side and put your, like,
so they can see me eating chips.
Your buffet.
He got
your
buffet. The chips on the buffet table right here.
That way, like, you can come out. Because today, you're like, today the DR's talkative, man. Like, he's like.
Hey, it was like that a couple weeks ago, too, when me and him got into an argument about funk.
It's hombre chingón. Today, you're hombre chingón.
This is just a small discourse. This had nothing to do with argument. Yeah. Argument has malice and, like, ill intent.
Debate. It was a debate. No, it was dope, man. It got me going. And then he cut on the mic. It got me going.
See, oh man.
You know what? I fucking ain't fuck all these motherfuckers, man. Fuck that shit.
Oh. I just didn't like the title. That's
you know what man. Really grinds my gears?
It's kind of cool, though. We're getting random people. So, you know, the stream, I'm cool.
Shout out to the random people. Random people.
Okay, now the drummer's here. I'm going to go try
to get it. There was a false alarm earlier.
I'll be right back.
Sarai.
Sarai's about to walk in. Let's make her feel awkward.
Hey, hold on. Hey, tell. Oh, can you hear me?
You're whispering into the mic.
Tell her it's one of the main radio hosts just had a stroke, but everything's cool. And then I'm gonna have one like later on, like supposedly.
Shout out to alcohol, giving great genius ideas.
Unless she's listening right now.
Yeah, but it's fucked. But tell her like, hey, dude, everything's cool. The show is dope. No, but one of the hosts had a fucking heart attack. I mean, a seizure.
Yeah, because strokes ain't nothing to fuck with.
Tell her I'm an amputee and my knees in the bathroom.
But I'm cool now. So the show's going good.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm
gonna that you had it
before, yeah. But let's see.
Hey, the guy just had a stroke on air, but come in.
I just imagine seeing like a knee in the.
Oh my god.
Like, what do you guys do here?
Make sure she's in the middle. if y'all want to live stream that shit, go for it. Handle.
Somewhere in somebody's mind, this makes sense.
I think Sadie was watching.
She's watching live.
Oh, she's so watching, cracking up, probably.
Oh, God. But
these fools tried to play me.
Hey, guy, you said you're having a stroke.
Who's had a stroke right now?
I don't know.
Hey, DR, show me a stroke.
Stroke of chips with a.
I'm afraid that's a different kind of stroke.
Oh, God, man.
Let me see your stroke face.
Going to the back stroke.
Love machine. Let's go to love machine. Right, yeah. can we talk a little bit about your or
no, the love machine?
Sure.
Yeah, but let's
talk about her lucha and her plancha.
I want to take away from the bloody gypsies.
No, we're about to jump in. We gotta get the hot seat warmed up.
Okay.
The night is young.
Yeah. So how long you been doing art for? Somebody's group.
I think somebody's in a sleeper hold outside.
Oh Jesus.
Is there a referee out there? Somebody needs to hear that tap out.
Your news is fucking them up right now.
I know.
She's having a stroke. What's going on, man?
They're calling an ambulance for you right now. That's so worried.
Oh, shit. Someone has...
No, but I think she was watching the stream, though.
I thought he was doing the worm, but then I saw it was a stroke.
Or maybe she's just really excited.
Man, hey, for everybody watching right now, don't forget to give us a call at 424-777. Look at this guy with
the avocado.
I'm trying to figure out where the camera is. Yeah.
This is actually the perfect time for you to ask him questions about the avocado. Boy,
you've been carrying this thing in your pocket all day. Enlighten me.
No, I was in my car, and then I put it in my bag before I came up here. I always feed them, they always feed me. Just one of those.
But that avocado is not going to anybody but him. That's a personal avocado.
Like, you like literally just got into eating avocados, and you're not. I mean, how old are you? You know.
Yeah, he's caressing like a little car.
I'm kind of weird. I'll be 33 in July.
Oh.
And just.
Where you
just
welcome to the show.
What's the
Bloody Gypsies 3.
Big shout out to Iris too,
Edie's.
Were you watching the bassist. Were you watching the? Well, welcome to the show. Sorry, you finally get to
Edie's is the bassist.
Wait,
yeah.
She plays electric. Diana plays electric. Sixth string. Guitar. Yeah. Oh, okay, there we go. Andrea plays electric. Diana's vocalist.
Drummer.
She's a drummer. Yes. And then Iris is a bassist.
There we go.
The bloody gypsies.
Well, welcome to the show, and it's super awesome to meet you, man. There we go. I have a question. Were you watching the video stream as you got here?
Like, a little bit.
Did you see where, like the part where I got ahead?
Just when
I
you guys were about to say you guys were lying in the seizure and I don't know what. Right now she's like, get seizure ni que nada.
Que no. Que como chingado.
I forgot you were on live stream.
Oh, you mean that part where you were full of shit? Yeah, I saw it.
You might want to turn it a little bit. Oh, the main camera, like, so we could get.
This
four,
one?
Four. Yeah. Fuck the DR. Okay,
that works.
Sorry, this is the DR.
How do you do?
Andre, Ray
Funk. How do you do?
How do you do, man?
Tremaine.
And welcome to the show.
The love machine.
The love machine. Good to see you. So, do you want something to drink? We got water. We got whiskey. We got you clean.
Shout out to the DR. Fuck it up.
I drank my 2 beers.
Yeah. You want beer? Modelo.
Yeah.
Modelo whiskey. That's all good. We have a. There we go. Awesome. I don't know. Here.
Is the love machine the camera ready?
And that's the love machine. You camera ready?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And love machine, like, maybe Sarah is looking at you like, what the fuck? You can't say her name. Have you guys met?
Yeah.
I was just at their fucking show.
The love machine was at her first show.
It's cool, I was wearing a different mask then.
Yeah.
She was a social love machine.
A social love machine, man. Yeah, so Sarah, welcome to the show, and we're talking in a little bit about the Bloody Gypsies, the band, and Sarah, you're the drummer.
Yes, I am.
Do you hit like this? Like this is more like electric stuff, huh?
Yeah.
No, you get down. I'm gonna play later on the video. I took out the video, you know, and I like she's just like, oh. And I was telling the rest of the ladies I was gonna get you guys tequila because I saw you guys down fucking tequila. I think I should have brought
you were
that
forced.
Shit. No, I didn't see no dust.
It was a communal shot. Everybody took a shot.
That's because I thought I saw you guys go. Ladies go like. Cause like I need you tonight. He's a singer. She's a singer. So yeah. How did you guys meet?
Well, the way the band started was I met Edie's, or me and Edie's went. We're in Chicago, and we were talking about being in bands and our previous projects, and kind of we're talking about like starting an all-girl project, you know, because they're, you know, that'd be dope, like all women or whatever.
Where's chingonas?
So then we come back. And I want to say that was around November. I jammed with her one time, and we're like, man, we need a drummer. And like a week later, literally, I met Sara, and she just happened to be a drummer, you know? Like,
so how did you guys meet? Like, where? Like, was it a gig or like just a party?
It was like through mutual friends, yeah. Okay. But she agreed to come jam, and you know, we've been in the band ever since. And then Andrea has only been in the band for like a couple months now, right?
Yeah.
So.
And she lives in the Southway. I get happy when people live in the Southway because I'm like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it's been hard for me to find
people. Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
South Bay is beautiful, man.
You like it?
For the first time, I've traversed it in the last couple of weeks because they've had me delivering packages there. San Pedro is amazing. Torrance, you go down Hawthorne, the hills, the neighborhoods. The
like Palos Verdes and all that.
They're gorgeous, yeah. Each side. South Bay is big, dude.
I got a package for you to deliver. Don't look. Don't ask any questions. Don't let them
remember. No, he comes all the way from Northridge. So he's very dedicated. That's why I like. Wow. I got to upgrade my queso fresco game, you know. Like,
I got to give him
some good avocados. I did last time. Remember, I had some good ones.
Like the big ones.
Dude, he had the avocado in his pocket. Like, what?
Tell her the story.
It was in my hand, actually. He just made the whole pocket.
Oh,
thing,
okay. No, it was here. Out of nowhere. Oh.
You see how much of a gentleman he is? Like, it was her, but he blames it on me. Like, it was you, motherfucker.
Shout out to somebody who has never previously met the DR saying that he brought food out of nowhere.
No, I do, though. Yeah, I've always been known as the food person. The food and the music person. Really weird.
I don't really know for music. I know you for food. Ask him as his logic of when he goes the plastic bag revolution, like the fruit bag, like, you know, when you go to get fruit, they got like a little roll.
Uh-huh. The produce bag. Well, we have to use them now because they outlawed they banned plastic bags. So
don't you hate that?
I steal them. Because I have four, I use four cats, so I needed to clean the litter boxes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm gonna stick it to the man.
I used to pack my lunch also.
Yeah, but don't you hate that though? I mean, it's good for the you know, for Earth and everything, for the world, but
fuck the Earth. I'm trying to put things in bags.
I need to read a full explanation on it so I can really know that. I know that supposedly it's bad for the environment and that it gets into the ocean. I need to just read the full treatment on it to find out exactly why they banned them.
Allegedly, we can die, but I don't have enough information to give a fuck.
Hey, but I feel like if you still go to like the mom and pop shops, like they don't care. Yeah. Oh, they still got they got they like still boxes. Yeah.
Oh, don't tell about
that. Ain't no one talking about a ban or anything. If you're in the hood, no one cares about the ban.
Oh, well, my Korean neighbor, that she's got the store right there. Big shout out to Connie. She gives me like two of the big plastic bags, you know, like with my six pack. So it's kind of cool because I take my lunch with that shit, you know. Yeah. And also too, I use it on the weekends, you know, or for every day for my six pack, because walking around, I don't want to walk around with a six pack looking like what I am a wino, you know. Like, let me be underground.
I
want to be an underground wino, you know, respect, you know, the underground wino.
They have the reusable bags, you know, you can buy those. And he's like, I ain't trying to walk around with reusable.
Shout out to Connie, said I bought eight bags of these bitches, I'm gonna use eight bags of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, but it's good. It's good for the Earth, though, because, you know, to be honest, we are kind of spoiled with all those bags. I mean, fuck, I used to have a bunch of them just right there laying around.
I'm fine with that. I just think it's weird that they charge us now 10 cents for the paper bags and the new bags that they have. I don't understand the point.
But they're eco-friendly.
But if you bring your own bag, they deduct 5 cents, which is bullshit. They should deduct the full 10 cents.
Wait, if you bring your own bag, it's still 5 cents?
No, they deduct 5 cents from your bill.
Oh, they do.
That's what Target does.
Oh, these motherfuckers are superior.
That's only Target.
Yeah, don't even start.
Oh, it's Target, okay.
Target does that.
Hey, bro, look at that red dot. It's the Illuminati. Look at that. It's bright as day, bro. It's just they're telling you right now they're going to kill us all.
Yeah.
No. What does Target spell backwards? Exactly.
Exactly.
All the listeners are trying to figure it out right now.
No, give us a give us a call at 424-777-2423.
The Activate LA Hotline.
Yeah, man. What I'm trying to do now, I was telling Tremaine, I'm trying to play like in between breaks the memes. So if people want to send us like their memes or video memes,
any funny audio, send it in.
Yeah. So, and the first, well, going back to the Bloody Gypsies, you guys got together and everything, started practicing. Where and when was the first gig?
When was it? March 20. Well, I have it on my here.
Yeah, it was in Hawthorne at
In Hawthorne.
It was Seneca the Elder's CD release, and they asked us to play.
March 25th,
the Bloody Gypsies debut performance.
It was the first time.
So that's we should have had you right there.
I know. Can you just come introduce us?
Yeah.
All the time.
Where are you guys, Bloody Gypsies?
Oh, here we are.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I hope that the listeners are ready. For this shit. No, but so you guys were you guys nervous or was it kind of like
Funny story. I had an edible because I wasn't drinking. I'm still trying not to drink. Okay, you guys. Okay.
Okay, take one. Like I'm now feeling like obligated to like force. No,
I had stopped drinking for like 30 days, but I started and now I like stopped again. But anyway, the day of the show, I had like these edible gummies and they're like the rings, like just like the ones with the sugar. And I just had two. And like right before I started shaking real bad, and like I was talking to the love machine over here right before, and I was just like shaking, like I'm freaking out, man, I'm freaking out.
It was the nerves, the natural nerves, the natural nerves, and you were high as hell, so it's like
I was like, oh my god.
Like what? So were you freaking out? Like how do you freak out? Because I used to freak out. Like are they looking at me? Like you know, or what comes to your mind? Are they looking at you? Are they trying to fight with you?
I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna. Like
what if I forget everything? Or you know?
No, because the reason why like I slowed down. One of the reasons was because I used to think people wanted to fight me.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
And you were smoking.
Yeah, not when I was done smoking, I'd be like thinking like, man, why are they looking at me like that? You know, I'm like, see, does he want to get down or some shit?
Right?
Yeah, and everybody's like on their own little world. Yeah. Shit, so. So that's why I was kind of like, you know what? I haven't gotten my ass whooped, but it's coming if I keep up this shit. You know what I mean?
Seeing so, that paranoid.
Yeah. Like, did you just grab my ass? No. Yeah, so... No, but... I don't know. I mean, probably in the future I'll do it, you know. THC. Once I retire, I don't get
pissed. Shout out to the DR having a fingernail of chocolate and being in the fetal position for the rest of the night.
So this dude gave me some chocolate last year. I don't smoke weed. I started smoking weed over 10 years ago. And since then, I've smoked weed maybe once a year since then. He gave me a piece of chocolate last year. I was like, I've never had an edible. I didn't think it, I don't know, it was just a theory to me. He gave me a piece of chocolate about this big, maybe half the size of my pinky. And, I had to stop doing the show, and I was fucked up for the rest of the night. I was out of
time. You had to stop doing life, actually. You just went to stasis.
You just paused in life. Hold on. Give me, like, a day.
TNT, let me do not get down anymore. I was at his crib when he stayed on Marine and Lamoli. After the show was over, I was at his crib for another hour or two. And when I went home, I could barely drive home, man. I had to follow this big truck all the way to the valley. It was really weird. Not all the way, but
it was trippy. Well, now hold on. How the fuck you follow a truck?
Escorted.
How do you know? In other words, I love my boy, but how do you know that fucking truck
that's
is going?
That's why I said not all the way. That's why I said not all the way. I just remember following a truck a good bit of the way.
Because I'm like, it made sense to me, damn it.
I mean, dude, the chocolate, they jam-packed that some grams in that little-ass piece of chocolate.
Ooh. Shout out to Steve Arrington's 1987 album, Jam-Packed.
Jam-Packed. The situation is jam-packed.
I told you he's going to say.
Now, Diana, what you got against that? You know what? Let's go. Go.
Oh, my God. I'm on the spot. You're going to get all paranoid again.
You also got the whole marijuana, you know?
Diana. All
right.
What am I singing?
Oh, you follow his lead. Just freestyle.
Selena. Duets with us.
Yeah.
Do solo do.
Lovely.
Don't freeze up now.
Hey, she fucked you up, bro.
I felt that in my spinal cord.
She drops it. Mike. Okay.
It's a wrap.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this is you ladies right there, man, getting down.
The Bloody Gypsies.
We're
in Hawthorne, live.
So, when we were talking earlier, that's Sarai right there getting down. What's up?
He is down.
Yeah.
They had the coolest look ever, man.
Let me put the music a little bit up.
Jit.
Yeah. Diana, she's
that's keep in mind, Diana was tripping her balls out right here.
You were tripping balls right here?
I was pretty high. Yeah. This is the commentary on our purpose.
Alright, let's do it, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, dude, look at
that. Sarai smashing shit.
You're so sexy, though, man. All people are fans of all of that.
I want to say thank you, on the show to Sarai for, coming to the show. Probably you would have thought it's a fucking random dude saying he's got a fucking show, but she believed and thank you. And I'm happy because there's a lot of, girls out there, that they're going to be inspired from what you guys are doing,
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, was the floor melting right there? Because you look normal, cool. You look like, yes, I'm doing it. But now I'm like,
they're out to get me, man.
I was, once I started, I was like, just like, you get in the zone, just start vibing. So it's easier. Look at Andrea.
There's Andrea right there.
Edie's day.
That's Edie's back there. Let's have Edie's call in at 424-777-2423. Yeah. if you guys want to text her. Oh, she's at work, actually, right?
She's at home, but text.
Shout out to Ray, putting the pressure on. We're going to get her on the phone.
We're going to get her. She said she was going to call. Yeah. We have some
weird-ass fucking time. I did the same shit with the Jag Radio. Remember, they're like the radio show that came over here for the crossover.
You're gonna go on their show, right? Right? No, you're gonna go in there, right? We don't even have to be there. This is gonna be you guys, right? You're gonna do it, huh?
No, they said their car crashed or something like that. But then Jag Radio.
Their car crashed?
Yeah, they have. We're having like car troubles. But then Alex was like, "Nah, man. No, we just bullshitting you, man. We were late." I'm like, "You guys are never late." It was a fun show. That's Edie's right there. Bass.
Yes.
Bassist of the Bloody Gypsies.
Let me ask, are y'all still working it out? Like, are y'all still working it out, conceiving songs, or do y'all already have a body of stuff you're performing? Or?
No, we're still writing. Still
writing, yeah.
Writing up?
Yeah.
And since you're the primary vocalist, are you the primary writer, or do y'all put up the choruses together with lyrics?
For the most part, yeah. She does come up with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Just kind of the music part. We always do. We always like jam. Like, oh, remember that for next time. Yeah. I don't remember that for next time.
Yeah. Have to, like,
so I started.
We
have to record everything, and I have to write like my riffs down, or I will forget for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys have the songs already on like social media source?
No, not yet.
We you gotta recorded. Come out and see them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What genre? What type of music is Carlos Santana?
Like rock,
like when classic, I consider rock, classic rock, right?
Classic rock.
He's like classic rock.
But he's had so many phases: acid and experimental, all kinds of shit. Yeah. But rock always was the. Mm-hmm.
Could y'all do any of that?
Pretty much like foundation.
If Love Machine wants to take it out, I put the camera on.
Yeah,
away, so.
We'll write.
Yeah,
we're still writing, so who knows?
I see your hands going like this. You're like, give her some milk. No. You want a beer, man?
Carlos Santana.
Still working on this.
Yeah. Okay. Carlos Santana.
Yeah. I was there when Diana was like cheers. Mildly tripping out.
Oh, cheers. Gotta let the viewers know I was cracking over here. There we go. Salute. Where's you guys?
I can attest that the floor was indeed melting.
Yeah.
So we already know who had the other half. It was the Love Machine.
Love Machine.
Why can't I feel my feet? It's cool, bro. What are you talking about?
You feel
I feel I feel fine.
THC.
The cookie, when you take the edible, was it different? What do you feel? Like, is it more intense?
Yeah,
like,
it's different.
How intense?
It's just different.
What were you feeling?
Now, that time that I had that chocolate.
The Activate LA hotline is now active.
Is that the hotline or?
Yeah, I got Activate LA radio show.
There we go. The official hotline is now ringing. Hey, thanks for calling the Activate. Hey.
Hey, Edies.
Is this Edies or no Edies?
Hey.
Yeah, it's Edies.
Edies.
What up, Edies?
Edies, the bassist of the Bloody Gypsy.
I'm watching you all. I'm stalking you online right now.
Hey, are you watching the Love Machine? Were you watching the Love Machine?
Somebody flip her off.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the volume's right there. I said, no, were you watching earlier The Love Machine?
No, I missed The Love Machine. What is that?
Oh, yeah. What's The Love Machine, Tremaine? You know, it's the person that's here, but it's not here.
The Love Machine is the wild party animal of LAPartyRadios.com Activate LA Radio Show. The Love Machine.
Oh, the Love Machine is ready to... Oh, okay. Are you watching us right now live?
I am.
Okay, watch. You're about to see the Love Machine right next to
Love Machine.
Tremaine. Like on the upper left corner.
Let me see your plancha.
Attractive.
Do you guys watch Lucha Libre?
Oh.
A plancha is when you jump out the ring onto somebody.
I thought an iron.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about planchar.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, tell everybody what planchar means. Okay. Like a slang.
You tell me.
No mames.
No, because I'm dirty. I don't try to change my ways. You know, she doesn't believe me.
Make them tell me.
Somebody, okay, can you tell Tremaine what's planchar? 80s, can you tell Tremaine what's planchar? Like.
That really helps to understand.
You know?
Huh?
And your dickies down the middle.
What? Wait, you're, what kind of position is that?
Is that something new?
Yeah, dude, I like the new
shit. Yeah, she told you what it was.
He told you what it was.
What was it? A Blanchard. When your dick goes down the middle.
No filter.
Blanchard.
Real. No metaphors.
I hope the kids are taking notes of our word of the day. Blanchard.
Down the middle, though.
No.
Whoa.
All right. Let me calm these perverted people here.
She is a bassist, after all.
You're the bassist, right? Is bassist.
Sure.
Getting deep.
Man.
Like, okay.
So you guys came together, man. What do you think about your girls, man? They're amazing. I love them. Great energy.
They rock. They are fun to be around. Just look at them. You're with
bloody
them right now.
Gypsies.
Yeah. They have the most coolest energy ever, dude.
According to the DR, the most coolest
ever.
ever.
Me and my ever. Double superlative.
He's like, I'm never want them again in the show.
They're not invited. We're gonna erase this shit right now.
Let's give the love machine a little break right here. Right there. There we go.
The love machine.
You want to take a little quick break? She's all like, my chest hurts and I can't breathe. No. So we were watching you guys' show, last show here in the South Bay.
In Hawthorne.
And y'all were killing it. Killing it. Are you there? Can you breathe? Hello? Iris.
Hello.
Yeah.
She's asleep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I stopped giving a fuck.
I can't hear the... Are the girls on?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, we're right here.
If the girls aren't on, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, if they left, I kind of got to go.
She got her back.
Híjole, la onda. Toda madre. Oh, this madre. So, yeah. So, how long you been playing the bass for?
Forever and ever.
Por siempre, por vida.
I've had this is like my first all-girl band. I've played in other bands before, and I, like Deanna said already, we met up in Chicago at a festival, and then the rest is history, and here we are.
The Bloody Gypsies.
What kind of music did you make in the other bands? Was it also rock or punk or?
It was like post-punk, Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And indie rock for sure.
Rockero.
So y'all have been together since November. She's been with y'all since February. Would you say y'all have pretty good chemistry now, or y'all still working?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Y'all look like it.
Actually, sure. I don't like her.
She jams hard.
All right, moment of silence. I'm over here trying to get the footage going. I'm sorry. Yeah, and so you guys, I was talking to the ladies here, the rest of the band. You guys play English and Spanish. You guys are still experimenting, right, with what way with music you guys want to go. I can see you guys coming up with a genre, though. You know what I mean? Because we're talking about... Yeah. What were you considering?
Yeah. Well, we were trying... In the beginning, we were writing punk songs, and we're like... We're trying not to be punk, you know? But it just, like, came out that... The vibe just came out that way, you know? And... it's not like completely punk, yeah, because we have like other songs that sound like more rockish.
Yeah, we're still trying to like mix it in. I mean, we don't want to be like into just one category. We want to actually, you know, be all the way around, you know.
If that shit just comes out and it's good, you just gotta let it be, though.
Pretty
if it, like, you know,
yeah.
Now have you guys encountered like maybe like dudes kind of hating because, you know, coming, you know, from...
Why are there no men in your band?
Oh, no. What was that at the show? You said someone... Was that a guy or a girl? That was said, like, oh, posers.
Oh, yeah. Someone at the show screamed posers. What? You know? And I said, thank you.
Did he scream that? Was it gender?
I didn't hear it either.
Nah, I don't think it was gender.
No.
But did he scream that from the fucking audience while you're on stage watching your show?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Was he sound like...
I thought it was funny.
Sound like Juan Gabriel.
Hey, did he say...
I've heard the insult poser before, but is it supposed to mean like, is it, does it mean like you're fake, your heart isn't
inauthentic?
Like
kind of like,
oh, you just
like, yeah, you're not real about it, like,
Edie's, did you hear that?
Insincere.
That dude?
Yeah, I took it as a compliment too.
Fuck him.
I I didn't hear it until she told me today. Yeah.
Take note that the guy that said Poulter stayed for the whole fucking show.
And I'm pretty sure he did. He probably did.
And he contributed to the fucking bar.
I
know.
He got all the stickers.
Oh, he did. Right?
Then probably he had. It sounds like this guy probably has a crush on.
Like he was just picking on us.
I think he had a crush on the sticker.
No, because he thought. He was like,
I thought I guess
I'm a
No,
I don't.
No.
We call all the guys that want her cheekless.
No. Cheekless.
What was cheekless?
Whoa. Because they like try to stick with her.
No. Shout out to
all the cheekless.
All the cheekless.
Hold on, let me get this thing over here.
When I was in third grade and I liked a girl, I'd like knock her shit off the desk. So maybe this guy just doesn't have the right way to express his appreciation. Yeah, you know?
it could be something.
I
like
guess
that.
It could be that. Yeah. Yeah.
But Brenda, can you do that cheekless thing you did? We did a show like you're like, no, you wanted that cheekless.
Oh, yeah. Cheekless.
Cheekless. Now. So now you guys have an amazing you know, like I would call not only call it like, you know, band, chemistry, but friendship here, for what I can you know see. The reason why I asked if you guys had like haters or this and that, you know, because you know, big shout out to Jenny Sushi.
Yeah,
she's a female sushi chef, and when she was trying to do, you know, her business,
they said the furthest she'll make it is a grocery store. Like, you know what I mean? That's the furthest any kind of. There's always a male dominated, you know, sushi chef type of dude. Like you said, you just came from you guys ate sushi recently, right?
Yeah.
Who was the chef?
It's all males.
Yeah.
So she had to venture off on her own, but the shit's actually thriving, and the people that say the same people that were talking shit now have to either hire her or see her at level that, you know, they are saying she would never attain. Yeah. So.
Now I'm not trying to instigate stuff where you guys, you know, haters. Like, I'm actually, that's why we wanted you guys to come down, so that would motivate more people, you know what I mean, and
inspire,
you know, and to do things and start doing, maybe start something that they've been wanting to do, you know, because you know, it's unfair, and it is true, you know, a lot of men are still not open to help. You know, and you guys are doing that, and we want to do that too, you know what I mean, to help out and motivate a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
And Edie's, in what direction you want to take it when it comes to the music? I know I asked the ladies here, but now I want to ask you, do you still want to experiment, or do you have something in mind with the music for you guys?
I think we're totally creating our sound. It's very heavy. But, I mean, that's the only, I don't even add another word to it. It's just heavy music. So definitely we're finding, you know, we have about 6 songs right now, right, ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
EP.
EP. So, and I was asking the rest of the crew, the band, if you guys have the songs recorded. They said not yet, but it's in the works, right?
Yeah, it's in the works. We got very lucky because we played before our secret first show, we had an in-house random show back in December, and somebody offered us the recording studio, so we've tracked 2 songs.
Wow.
We have to get Andrea on there, and then we'll probably put that up pretty soon.
Yeah. The bloody gypsies.
Somebody likes what we're doing, so, you know.
We love what you guys are doing, to be honest.
Thank you. Yes.
But that also lets you know that you're going in the right direction. When you start seeing like-minded individuals, it's not just like, oh, I see what you're doing, but they want to help you. They see what you're trying to do, and they want to push you. So that means you're doing what you're supposed to do.
I think that answers your question, too, where, like, we haven't really gotten a lot of hate. I think, for the most part, people have been really supportive.
Very supportive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very supportive. Except that puto, but it's cool.
Yeah, but it was funny, you know? Yeah.
Holy shit, somebody doesn't like me. I must be successful.
Hate is going to hate.
Always.
But, you know, they're giving the attention and the energy because maybe they want to do what you guys are doing, you know, in their own way, or they're hating the fact that they're not even, they don't have the guts, the ganas to do it, you know what I mean? So, you know, but you guys keep on pushing and doing, you know, what you guys are supposed to. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, Edie, you know, and
yeah, for sure.
Maybe we'll do a part 2.
Sorry, I couldn't make it. My car's out of commission.
No.
Hey, you made it. You made it. Right now, we've got the complete four-piece Bloody Gypsies band live.
Vale todo. Yeah, with everything. Any shout-outs you wanna give to the people tuning in, either listening or watching us on ActivateLA.com?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Why? It's all the pressures over here. I want to shout out La Banda La Cica Radio.
Oh yeah,
and all of our supporters. So
I want to try to say it, but it sounds difficult.
La Banda Elastica. Just say LB. La Banda Elastica. LB.
La Banda Elastica.
Oh, there you go.
I got it.
Wow, yeah.
He did Tremaine. It.
And how long are you? You? It's you and Diana doing a Banda Elastica show. It's a radio network, or is it a show itself?
The name of the show?
The name of the show, I'm sorry, yeah.
It's a radio network. It's 24/7. Diana's on Monday nights on another show, and then I have my show Wednesday evening, so.
I'm going to have to tune in.
It's
La Banda Elastica.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody tune in.
Yeah, what time from what time to what time do you go live, or your show goes on?
I go on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock for an hour Pacific Standard Time, and it's like worldwide on the web, so.
And can you give us
the
website for the people tuning in?
LaBandaElastica.com.
LaBandaElastica.com. From 8 p.m. on Wednesday, you have an hour with Iris.
You should hire him, Iris.
We should introduce us all the time.
I know, right?
You can introduce me all the time.
Yeah, we can do some drops.
You can do a drop.
Hey, it's all chicks. Why is I hear that sweaty dude?
Why is he always following me?
what's that real quick break?
Real quick.
All right, guys, I'm gonna hang up now. Thank you so much.
You have a good one, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Bye. Okay.
It is live on the hotline. She would have kept talking, but she had shit to do.
She's the straightforward and direct one.
Yeah, man, I love everybody, man. But once again, man, thank you, ladies, for coming down. We're not done yet, but I have to say it. You know what I mean? Thank you, and I hope you guys are having a good time. You know, I know, you know, Love Machine sweating, and, you know, you can put the fan that way if you want, you know.
Like, turn the fan.
Turn the fan down. But, yeah, man, I want to give a shout out to our other sponsor. That's Blue Arts Digital.
BlueArtsDigital.com.
Our friend Ernesto Zamudio, that, you know, he...
Ernesto Zamudio.
He changed it. He changed locations, but he's still closer to us because he's...
Nevada-based, right?
Yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to Jenny Sushi.
Sushi Art?
SushiArt.com, the FunkMonk.com, Identify Radio. Oh, the Love Machine is ready to come back.
Glow Beverages.
And, man, they're got Glow Beverages. They're good for hydration.
Oh, shit, I dropped my avocado, baby.
Well, you might as well let the listeners know what happened. Yeah, so the black one is for energy and the white one is for hydration. Glow Beverages.
Hey, bro, that's racist.
I got black friends, bro. Yeah, man. So, Tremaine, coming up next, we're going to have representing Activate LA. We're going to be, I think it's August. We don't have the exact date confirmed, but August the 6th is a Sunday. We are going to be at Bantosh Sundays, and it's going to be Tremaine along with Sammy Sam, man.
Sammy Sam.
We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back. To the Love Machine and the Bloody Gypsies. Well, we have this thing that when I say we're gonna come back real quick, we never come back real quick. But
hey, bro, don't acknowledge the elephant in the room.
But when I say real quick, and then I say we're gonna come back quick, real quick. How quick? Yeah, I say real quick. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of. So you're listening.
Actually, it doesn't make sense. The Activate LA Hotline is now active. How are you? And who are you?
Activate LA Radio.
What's going on?
What's
going on? Crucito calling in.
Is this Crucito from the Batos Locos?
Crucito, FaZe.
I call and say what's up. So I couldn't make it, man, but I'll call in and
you want to talk to Love
Machine. Throw my support out there.
I know you want to talk to Love Machine. That's what you call it.
I had the options of making money or coming on the show, and I said, fuck the show.
I know Chris, man, so that's all right. I'm laughing because I know Chris.
Yeah, all right, talk to the Love Machine. Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I want to say big props to Love Machine making another come out That was dope. And I had a question for the gypsy, bloody gypsy. Musical inspiration. I heard you guys are more punk, or not sure what your election was, but what was some of your musical inspiration?
Hey, but the Love Machine was going to answer your question, though. You ready?
Oh, they were?
The Love Machine, yeah.
I was going to say, hey.
Hey.
The Love Machine says, hey.
Howdy.
She and Love Machine is an artist too. You got to see, man. Her,
oh,
you know,
he's an artist as well.
The work, man. I was actually, you know, we were talking to her about you, and we showed the art at Love Machine, and then showed the head.
This isn't Chris's.
No, yeah, that's Chris.
This is his.
That's Chris.
Phase
too.
One.
Yeah, he does some cool stuff.
Phase one. Yeah. So like I said, I'm trying to get a show with me and Dougie, because Dougie's been doing more work. So I've been working on some new oil pieces too. So. I want to throw like a legit, more like actual private gallery show in with the Active LA DJs, and probably use that Live Unity studio, you know, with the get the light going in there, and make it happen.
Hey, you know,
but
tight,
that's something coming up.
Hey, Crisito, you know what I was thinking? Maybe if the Bloody Gypsies, you know, are available, maybe, you know, if they want to come down and get down, you know.
Live.
Live performance.
And the Love Machine can bring the art, and you guys can meet. You can meet Phase One. Phase One is Crisito.
We can make America love again.
Love again.
But they didn't have a chance to answer his question, though.
Their
inspirations, yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
Órale, penosa.
I mean, we all like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're like
Ramones, Sex Pistols, or more just all over. Like,
I mean, we love
like
those
the Rock in Espanol, or.
I did that shit too, Chris. I was trying to name like different people, and they're like, actually, no, I don't really
know. We're just
we're coming from music. Like, we can't really dial it in, I guess. So they're just anything that's good, I guess, right?
Anything
that makes you move.
Yeah, we're kind of like a fusion of stuff, because I like metal music, so I kind of like some of the riffs I do. They're kind of like metally, but then. They're like, you know, we all like different stuff. Like, we all for sure all like Selena. So.
Girl,
we all love Selena.
Do the washing machine.
We will.
The washing machine.
Don't
hey, but do they know about the moneymaker?
Oh, I gotta teach him. We'll teach him right now. Actually, that we have not right now, but later on. Are you tuning?
Yeah,
are
that's
you tuning?
The best way to end the show with the moneymaker.
Moneymaker. No, you ain't got it like widespread or anything like that. It's just not. She's not like, nah.
He's like Ramiro.
Are you watching live right
now? Yeah, I just want to call. Yeah, I'm listening live, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Stop Plate. So he threw it down this past week at Thursday at
Stop
the Satellite.
Stop Plate Tectonics.
It was a nice little set.
Friends of Friends Network.
But I'll be up at the next show. I'll be up there for sure. Because we still got to do some business and wanted to borrow that hard drive.
Come down anytime.
What was the venue he played at?
Dirty
that was
hard drive.
Stop Plate Tectonics.
Satellite. Satellite.
Great sound system.
Stop Plate Tectonics.
Yeah, no, but.
Yeah, they actually have sound checks, like all legit and shit.
No shit, no bullshit, like I said, at the Tokyo Beat.
Hey, is that a Band-Aid on the speaker?
Oh, man. Crisito, man, I can't wait to see you again, man. Get down and chop it up. But thanks for coming down. And any last question or word for the Bloody Gypsies and Love Machine?
Yeah, when's the next place to be playing at so we could go see them?
We gotta go
live and do their thing.
For sure, we have a show in June, on June 18th at Long Beach at Di Piazza's Pizza.
Nice.
So that's all it right. For sure. We might have some this month too, but.
Still in the works.
Yeah, we'll post it up.
Yeah.
June at Di Piazza's Pizza in Long Beach, the Bloody Gypsies live.
And we're taking him
with us. Well, it's
pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, what about the DR and his avocado?
And his avocado.
The avocado. Yeah.
Tomatoes, all of it.
Tenga respeto.
Your act could be like you dropping it.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
You just walk away.
Just walk away.
I bring food with me everywhere I go.
Yeah,
you're looking like Paco?
No, the DR brought a avocado. Now, I'm not mad at him. I am mad because it's not good enough for us to eat it, but you know what I mean. But if it would, I wouldn't mind eating it with these chips right now because they're good. Crisito, man, thanks for calling, man. And I gotta see you soon, man. We gotta get this cracking. And
for sure,
let's
man.
Let's talk about this
see event you guys coming later. Down.
All right, brother.
Phase late. One on the hotline.
Yeah, that's
Music
right.
Addict, combatic. Chris Combatic.
All right. Yeah, man. Fuck, let's take a real quick break. Real quick break. And don't forget to give us a call as soon as you guys see me or see us, hear us. You're listening to us through LAPartyRadio.com and also to ActivateLA.com. Add us up on Instagram, ActivateLA Radio. Add us up on... I'm on Snapchat, The Talented Mr. Funk. I don't really use it, but I'm going to start using it. I'll take some tit pics or whatever you guys like. Want me to? Nah.
Hey, follow me. Will I follow you back? Fuck no.
Yeah. And we'll be back real quick. How quick?
Real quick.
Oh, what happened? Okay. Alright, so we'll be back.
We're back.
Real quick. How quick?
Real quick.
Yeah, I love these ladies, man. Love you. What's up? What is up? What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's up, Tremaine? How you doing, man?
We're back, and that wasn't real quick.
Was that a real quick break?
Real quick.
But we're back with the Bloody Gypsies. We have the Lamachine, and we also now have the addition of a Leonard.
How are you doing, Leo?
AKA.
What is going on, ladies
Summer
and
Leo.
What's up, Tremaine? How you doing, man?
We're back.
I have a question for you.
Oh, man, that's off the bat.
Damn. Switch it.
Since they told me you're, like, really into the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gorilla, like, question.
Okay.
So, what album was the song Empire Ants on?
Oh, Empire Ants. That's on Plastic Beach.
that's like, my favorite
little,
one.
Yeah, with the little dragon. It starts off nice and, like, you know, calm, and then it... picks up as the little dragon starts singing, working the machine.
It's so good. Oh, I love that.
I know my shit.
I was like, hang on, you know what? He's like, well, let
you
me
pass.
Tell you.
You pass.
Yeah, it's also on the remix is on the B side of the Donkomatic. See, okay, now I'm just talking.
You didn't ask for it, but I'm gonna tell you anyway.
So that was Empire. What's the name of the song?
Empire Ants.
Empire Ants. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard that remix?
Yeah, that's a good song. It's like one of my favorites. I've been really stuck on that song lately. That's why I was like, he likes the Gorillaz. You know?
Have you heard anything from the album released on Friday? Yeah, it was Friday.
I heard, I forgot the name of it. Because there's only, a couple of songs out, right?
No, they released the full thing on Friday. So it's all out.
Well, I was on acid, 2 weeks ago. And my friends were, showing me funny videos and stuff. But then we were listening to the Gorillaz, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really good.
Yeah, there's some pretty, pretty good tracks. As a whole, it's definitely not as, it doesn't flow as well as the other ones do in terms of, there's Demon Days and Plastic Beach sort of just it's all in one sort of cohesive sort of theme and feeling throughout. There's lots of sort of jerks musically from this album, but there are some really good songs in there, and especially some songs that didn't make it onto the main one. They're on the deluxe one, which is the Britus, which the song is sent out on in the chat I think on Saturday. It was really good, different genres. Lots of, surprisingly, some really interesting R&Bs in there. A lot more rap.
But the whole joint was recorded in Jamaica.
No.
Not the whole.
There's a large portion of, not necessarily, of music recording in Jamaica. I don't know how much of that actually got put onto
on the
specific
record.
Yeah. But yeah, the main one, Saturn Bars, I think that was probably recorded in Jamaica, since that was with PopCon, the Jamaican pop star. Yeah. So, pop artist.
All right, man. Yeah, man. The Gorillaz, then the song that you posted, on the chat, I really liked it. Is that one of the new ones?
Yeah, it's funny because that did not make it on the actual album. It's on the deluxe version of the album.
A bonus.
But in my opinion, that's probably one of the better songs. I was like, oh, they could have took out some of this other crap, but that one in there in place, so it made the album much better. But yeah, no, that's a very. It reminds me of I can't remember. No, I was good. Not Usher, but can't remember the name. Eric Fonte, was that again?
Fonte, Foreign Exchange?
No, the R&B singer. It's, who put out the album, like, Tell, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I know Fonte you're talking about. I'm trying to think of the song. He collaborated with somebody, or was it solo?
Oh, just, like, he did his collaboration album that came out recently.
Okay,
Well, no.
Fonte's been out there getting his. I knew Fonte from Lil Brother, like hip hop, and then he just like he made a Percy Miracles. It's like a satire, like you know the Jerry Curl R&B singer where he was singing, and then it was like, yo, this motherfucker can really hold a note. Then he would like start singing choruses, and then next thing you know, he started like doing Foreign Exchange and then singing on other people's hooks, and then I haven't heard hip hop, like you know he does it like on his albums, but like that's where his real deal is like singing. So
yeah,
he's took off. I didn't even know about this one you just said. You just talked about.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to hear that sort of like I was like whoa like hear sort of that sort of style of music coming out like the Grills album.
But it works. You know, it's not like
oh no, that was like it's probably one of my favorite like tunes on there. I definitely have to give the album a few more listens to. But yeah, no, there's some gems. There's so yeah, The Apprentice. Pretty much anything that's on the deluxe. The last four songs in the deluxe album. Are really good, later. Which includes Apprentice. Saturn Bars is really good. Let Me Out, Andromeda, and I think She's My Caller is also really nice. But yeah, not to like rant about there, it's just going to roll out the grill of the one.
Her face.
Feel the breeze, baby.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leo shouting out his favorite shit of an album that's not out yet.
Dude, it's out. It took an hour.
I really want to listen to it, you know.
Yeah, it's like I download the songs and bought the vinyl.
That's always dope that like a group or a band, somebody you've been following can bring a new, completely like, you know, this is something you never heard them in before, a new style, and it works. It's like, I like this. It's a new suit, but it works for them. It works.
Yeah. Gorilla's pretty dope, man. It's some type of stuff that I will... Oh, play cruising or this and that, you know, or on a date. And speaking of dating, man, let's
on a date. Oh, you're taking that off.
Let's adventures with Papi Chulo.
Speaking of dating and bringing it back to the you know, our host, you know, how's the love life, man? You guys have groupies, you guys get hit on, you guys get fuckboys.
I don't get hit on Sara either.
Let's Sara is the one that gets all of them. Just todos se van a...
Since Sara is the Latina sensation, let's start. Let's start at first.
You're not going to call me that one.
She's the Latina sensation.
Let's save the good for the end, you know? But you can chime in every now and then. Let's start with Andrea, you know? Like, that was a love
life. I'm taking. I have a boyfriend. He's actually in the band. Shout out to Jason from La Muerte. Brownie points.
Big shout out to Jason. But you get groupies. I mean,
I think I have too much like a resting bitch face that like no one wants to talk to me or something.
I know, because after you guys have the like, show, be like, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I would like
we've
to
only had
my
one
hand.
Show.
That's it. But everyone, yeah.
But Jason, you know, your boyfriend understands it because he's in the same, you know, type of...
With Bear Grylls, better stay away from that fool.
So, Andrea, you're a very jealous person.
I mean,
like,
not very. I'm a cut a bitch, though.
Don't test me.
Don't test her.
Testy.
You don't test Andrea.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You just believe her. That's it.
I'm like, yes. Okay, whatever you say.
But when it, like, guys, fans approach you or people or like, maybe hit you up, you know, like, you're kind of like, you let them know what's up, but...
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, if someone hits me up, I'm going to be like, oh, I have a boyfriend, like, that's kind of douchey, like, no, I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up? And then like, where if they cross the line, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know, why, don't talk to me like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everyone can have guy friends and girlfriends, just,
that's true. Yeah.
Deanna, are you taking? How's your love life? You know,
it's a mess right now.
My life is a mess.
Shout out to Ray not minding his own fucking business.
No, 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 no.
you know what?
No, which I did, and I spoke to them earlier. You know, we're going to talk about this. You know, going to get, you know, let the fans or the people watching, and they agreed. So, you know,
I've been trying to like take myself on dates. You know, get to know myself really and what I want. You know what I mean?
She's most out of that. Yeah. That's the half. Yeah. All right, let's go to the sex part. No. Okay, so when you say. Y'all want to go there.
Okay, you guys better stop.
Sarah, you're ready. What's up? Let's go to the sex part.
Latina sensation.
The Latina sensation.
Caliente, caliente. Está caliente.
That's
Yeah, you never know. You know, you're all ages. You could be all ages, you know, for the fans. Okay. So,
you know what? I'm too busy.
You're too busy?
I work too much.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't have time.
We're in a band. Yeah.
I mean, it's either I'm at work or my other job or at practice. That's it.
But it comes with the band, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
Because you get people, you know, like, for example, you know, I like my type of music, and when I see a female, you know, like, it gives a different look. I'm not single, but you know, yeah. I will hit up, yeah. I will hit up somebody that's, but you know what I mean? I can imagine, you know, but you're busy, which is good, you know.
It happens, but... Yeah, I'm very good at having ignoring. Ignore.
Diana. Somebody says yes.
Diana wants to be free.
I want to be free.
Yeah. Give us free.
There's a lot of dudes trying to own women right now, so I'm good.
So we'll just stick to being alone.
But there's good ones too. You know what I mean?
Donde? You tell me where they are. Donde? Where?
Leo.
What? Sorry, what?
Right now, yeah.
I don't...
Shout out to Taken Leo over here.
No, see, this is the part, you know, that I like, because there is, but usually it's the kind guys, or maybe the quiet guys, but maybe, you know what I mean? I mean, like, for example, you're busy, you know, I mean, you guys want to keep the band, but the guys, they're out there, I know.
I mean, sure. I'm sure they are, it's just...
Yeah, like unicorns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Diana, so you just keep it in front.
So tell her cheese.
Yeah. Oh, but cheese me.
I love cheese me. I'm not a cheese mosa, but I love cheese me.
What do you want? We all like cheese me. What do you
want? Speaking of cheese, because I like cheese me too. You guys were talking about like some fools that you guys wanted to talk about and put on blast. Who are these people?
Wait, who? You mean?
Who was that?
No? Yeah, me? No?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah. Oh, which one? The one, the poster? The poster?
No.
No. Fuck that guy.
Was I not here? Let me know, or I'll say that shit right now.
Was it when I smeared my lipstick all over my face and I went to the bathroom? What were you talking about?
All right, go for
Diana
it.
Diana, shoot it.
It's I don't know. Ah!
God, I'm shy.
It's too late. It can't be that shy because I'm shy.
She was like, you heard it, right?
No.
No. What?
I didn't hear it, but fuck that guy.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
No, I'm not going to say any names, but, you know, I just had some bad experiences.
Baby D. That's their other.
You know, I just had bad experiences in relationships and, like, guys just taking advantage of women, you know, just in general, and emotion, and not knowing how to treat a person, you know? So I'm good on, like...
taking advantage as in what way? Monetary-wise or physical-wise or emotion?
Yeah, just, like, being controlling. I mean, all that, you know, in different situations. Like, so you just... you just get tired of that shit. It's like, I can be happy by myself.
I think the average woman goes through that.
Definitely.
But Diana, now I can't tell you how to live life, but while you're in this, you know what I mean, this just trying to focus on you, don't close the door, because what might be right could be, you know, but you like, if you just shut off everything, just still, like, you know, keep your antennas up.
Okay.
We got Chismosas on the line. When's the next
Now they're caught. now they're calling.
Yeah, so call in. Give us a call. 424-777-2423.
The Activate LA Hotline.
And you guys can ask the ladies, you know, of the Bloody Gypsies and Love Machine. Any questions you guys have, man, call in. Because they're open right now to talk about almost anything.
Yeah. The Bloody Gypsies.
Appropriate. Cuidado con el chorizo.
What? Yeah. So if they're the right person for me, then they'll wait. And they'll wait until I'm ready. Shit.
They'll wait, but like, I mean, they gotta wait to, like, you know, you guys sort of gotta say what's up to them. You can't just be like, hey, fuck off. You
I
know.
Mean, no, but.
I mean, it's like they don't give. I mean, I'm sure they give them the time of day.
Yeah,
right?
Do you?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, yeah, I've gone dates and it's nice, you know. But I also am not gonna like bullshit. I'm gonna be like, hey, like, are you looking for nothing? You know?
Are you looking for?
Like, what are you looking for?
Well, how do you?
I'm ready to dedicate my life.
You just ask.
Look at me. Use all of this. No, but but how do you know? Love Machine's ready to chime in. You want to chime in on that?
No.
I don't have.
You guys give me some love advice then, because apparently I don't know.
We'll just be open to, like, you know, Love Machine. We'll jump in. You know,
Love Machine, help me out.
Love Machine.
Oh well, I mean, yeah, wait, but like it. I think that for artists, it's different. You know, because like you have to find somebody that can like. Mesh with the fucking like long ass hours and like, you know, sometimes you gotta dip into the void for a minute and then you have to be able to wait for that, but like at the same time you have to have like some like level ground where like, you know, like you can meet them halfway too.
Well, now you gonna stop doing butt naked finger painting and have time for me?
Well, they gotta be cool with the butt naked finger painting too, you know.
I don't really think stick figures are art.
No, but Love Machine, are you dating currently right now, you know? Are you, you know, maybe. You
the
know.
Love Machine had her own problems?
I got my own shit, man.
I got my own shit going on.
No, see, even the Love Machine is having problems. Like, it's just like an epidemic.
I blame all men.
It sounds like the Love Machine might need to go through the mechanic.
All men.
Hey, what about Activate LA, man? Like, would that be cool? Like,
you guys are cool.
Except Activate LA. Except them.
Yeah.
They rule.
There you go.
No, but my only advice is to be open. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, there's a lot of times that people fall in love without even expecting it. They always say the same thing. Like, oh, we were just friends or we just met and we never thought of this and that. And I think that a lot of people block themselves, you know. I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, where they think, oh, because everybody, of course, everybody's a fucking ass, especially nowadays with the social media. Me, look at me, let me fucking take a Snapchat, you know, and Insta.
A Snapchat.
Yeah, we're coming after you guys.
And I feel like dating now is sucks so bad, like with social media. Like when we were younger, we didn't have that. Like, oh, why are you following that girl? Like, she a hoe?
Yeah.
Lazy. Like, so much nowadays.
From an old person's perspective, it just looks like people can't be honest with their emotions because things are public now, so they can't really lose face. They gotta, you know what I mean, put something on it, or I'm good, this motherfucker was doing this, and they was on welfare anyway, and such and such.
See,
and
I don't
you
like
can't really be
either.
Honest with your emotions because people are watching. You put to the highest of the highs fucking picture every day, so now when shit's not working, you gotta try to, you know, so. But that plays into the relationship too, because oh shit, we at the mall, let's take a selfie. Like, what the the fuck is, like, this shot, let's do whatever. Yeah. Like, you put everything on the computer, and that sort of dictates your emotions in the, I don't know, it's a weird time.
Yeah, and I just feel
it's a weird time.
The people who like post the most about their how happy they are on their
hey, don't look at me.
I'm looking at in general.
Look
like,
at me, puppet.
I'm just saying, like, are you that happy that you have to be on social media 24/7?
Forever, eh?
Like,
he's throwing up gang signs.
Oh, that's in a movie. In a movie. Calma.
Cinco puntos.
Tres puntos.
Tres puntos.
Ray said, El Pino. To contrast his advice, my advice is to just weather the storm. Weather the misogynist storm.
Storm. Well, because it is hard, like, especially, you know, as a woman, like, you know, you go through some, like, really heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to, like, be able to, like, heal through that first, be able, before you can, like, open up to something, like, more real.
I mean, that's very true. That's very true.
Mm. I agree, you know, yeah. I mean, you guys open up to a guy, and you're thinking, you know, okay, he's cool, But next thing you know, it's like, what the fuck happened here? You know what I mean? It's like kind of like
that's exactly what happened.
All the time. Well, for the people that don't understand what I'm trying to say, it's like a California fucking weather. It's fucking summer and it's windy as fuck.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And how the fuck did that just happen? You know what I mean?
And then it goes back like that.
Yeah, que caliente. Latina sensation. I like that shit. it just came out of nowhere. We were actually talking about stuff like that. Not only relationships, but also to earlier. We're talking about how before the guys had to drive and knock on the door. Do you guys miss that? I mean, I asked that earlier. You know, we got cut down. No?
Sara, I don't think you...
Wait, should. Drive. What?
The older brother answers, who the fuck are you?
I know I wouldn't like to go pick you up, because I know you already said the dad comes out, you know, and he's ready with the machete, you know, and all that. Because your dad, you said he's very...
Yeah, well, he possessive. Was. Yeah.
Was?
Well, now it's, like, more chill, you know.
But that's, but did you get mad? Did you used to get mad? Because he sounds like a good dad, you know what I mean? Like...
Well, yeah, I mean,
¿Qué quiere ese puto? You know, like... Oye, señor, how you doing? Oh, shit.
The Activate LA hotline is active right now.
Somebody is going to put us on blast.
I think somebody wants your phone.
Hey, Carly, thanks for calling. How are you and who are you?
Activate LA Radio.
Hello, it's Papi Chulo right here.
Is that
Jason?
No, who's this?
Somebody's in trouble.
Who's this?
Wait. I just want to let you know, okay? You can own me, baby.
Who's this?
Sassy stole.
Hey guys, I think he just dropped the mic on us. He said what he said. He got the fuck out.
Well, you had the special effect for it.
Who was that, Diana?
I have no idea.
Really?
You could own me, baby. Yeah.
She knows how her eyes went to the left when she said that. I don't have no idea.
You're like, that's a high five.
My CM after this.
Hold on, let me see the number again.
Let's call it.
Hey, random stalker.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, you're
good. Shh. Don't say the number, though.
Okay. Papi Chulo.
Let's leave a message. He'll probably beat off to it.
He's so
gangsta,
man.
He'll probably beat off to it. You know, like, oh, yeah, that's
Tremaine. Funny has his name on his voicemail, though.
Let's not do that.
Shout out to Ray for letting the phone ring for it. There we go.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Yeah, we ain't about to do that to you.
You let that shit ring all the way to the
end.
Well, mujeres chingonas like that shit. You know, like, chinga su madre. Why you gonna fuck around like that's what that's?
Hey, Papi Chulo still delivered his message that Diana can own him.
Diana, do a little turn for our viewers.
Diana? No.
Ándale, tantito.
No.
¿Qué tanto es tantito?
Do the washing machine.
What month are you?
All right, here we go, Diana. Oh, shit. Let me make sure I didn't fuck this shit up.
That's why I wore this blanket.
Yes, I am. No, like, you know, these guys are crazy.
I want to be respected as a person.
All right. Okay, there you go. But she did the turn, guys, but I had to edit this footage.
You guys missed it. If you didn't see it, you missed it.
But if y'all want that footage, we're going to get a Patreon real soon. So make sure you know. Nah, I'm kidding.
Papi Chulo, call back and let us know how you feel.
He's probably like, oh my God, I'm calling you back.
No. Then he bounced.
But you know what? Papi Chulo, like, did it right, though, because I know he's feeling good right now. He's looking at the screen. He's like,
I'm in her head.
Imagine if he had a pompadour, you know what I mean?
Damn, we did the whole thing.
Papi Chulo should have said his real name, though.
He's like, no, fuck that.
Let me see. What do you think about Papi Chulo?
He's the kind of guy that's not gonna fucking like meet you at the door.
Nah. That's true.
Meet me in the alley.
Meet me at McDonald's and you pay for your
own
fries.
On the corner.
As long as it's not in the guy's restroom.
I'm behind the dumpster, knock twice.
Oh, man. That's kind of cool. But see, you guys do have groupies. You know what I mean?
Now, speak of the devil.
Now I'm gonna say this with all the respect to the people that, that you know, like maybe follow you guys or maybe have a crush or like your music or just in general like you guys' vibe. You know, it's dope. It's dope. You know what I mean? Because you guys are dope. So for the fans or people that you know might have a crush on the ladies, don't be afraid. They can say hi. It's better than saying you know being a perv or like you know. Sending dick pics. All the girls that come to the show, they're pissed off about dick pics.
Hey, do you need some new drumsticks?
Hold the flow there.
I said girls,
heard,
not guys.
I heard, no. I heard some size of hair when you said what? Dick pics.
Latina sensation, like, that's a microphone.
She is a drummer.
I didn't say anything.
The Latina sensation of syncopation, Sarai.
Like, what's que la
damn!
Nah!
You're supposed to be on my side, girl.
Oh,
your side. I'm keeping it real.
Oh, y'all get dick pics? Who the fuck? Why?
Yes, I'm gonna be honest. It happens. Yeah, like, you guys like so awkward. You know what I mean?
Seriously?
Okay, look.
This has never happened to me. Is there something wrong with me?
No.
No se les para.
Good job.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, I always ask the same fucking question.
It's scary.
Do let it. Wait. I mean.
Yeah, it is scary, actually.
So, okay.
Is the fact that they're sending the picture scary?
Okay, this is how bad it gets.
Okay, okay.
This is how bad it gets again. Check this out.
All right.
Calm down.
All right, so, yeah, handle. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, how bad does it get?
Okay, look. I literally have to give the phone to someone else. So they can open
don't
it
don't you
me.
Ever give me your fucking phone.
But wait, serious, it really fucks
yes.
with you.
Yes. Well, I mean, I had to block people, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you should be blocking.
But so that's the question that why I ask, because I want dudes, at least whoever listens to the show, not to do something that they think that, because they do that, girls are going to like be.
It's because, I mean, how do they not know they're going to get blocked right away?
It's their fishing. So they're trying to find the girl who's into it. So they just do it. Until they find someone who's down to it. It's like, oh, okay, she knows what's going yeah, on. So
hey, I saw you broke your drumsticks in the last show.
Because you'll get a.
Yeah, and then you just move on to the next one.
So I just want these dudes to know that you guys, ladies, don't find that attractive because. It's just like it makes everybody look bad, you know. Like for example, I contacted you, and in your mind you're like, okay, this guy probably he wears a little hat, you know, probably wears condoms. He might send me a dick pic now.
Yeah, you had that whole thought.
I just came right up
the psychology.
But I do my research.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. Like, I make sure, yeah.
Who wears condoms?
No!
Also, you knew the
as far as people who contact, you know, contact you know, you make sure that you be smart about it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't just go around, you see mutual friends, you...
Have you seen my picture, like, where I'm, like, dressed as the Pope, and I'm, like, blessing a guy that's dressed with a magnum, and then there's a banana, and there's another guy with a condom.
Okay, I would have never been here if I saw that. Let me tell you that.
Red flag.
A lot of people got pissed off, though, because I was dressed as a Pope. Oh,
did they make you take that off?
Does it look like I fucking care?
I that is true.
But you would have thought I was crazy, but you know what I mean? That's part of the show.
So you met the band through her? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And probably I would have, you know, like Diana said, you know, like, she you've seen him around.
I feel like I've seen him around.
So we probably,
Activate LA Hotline. It's active once again.
Uh-oh.
Activate LA Radio.
No, that's somebody else.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, hello?
Hey, how you doing? Activate LA Radio Show. Welcome. Do you have Do you have a question for the ladies?
Yeah, I kind of do.
All right, go for it. Andale.
Hello?
Yeah, go for it. They're listening.
Am I live or what?
You're live
on LAPartyRadio.com. Also on ActivateLA.com.
Who is it?
Who is this?
Special.
Who is this, my brother? What's your name?
This is the drummer dude.
Oh, the drummer dude.
Chicle, otro chicle. That's, can I say his name?
Yeah. Can I say
your name?
No. Yeah.
How about change your name? Call him Pelotes.
Go. Drummer dude.
Drummer dude.
I know drummer dude, but if I say who drummer dude is, then everyone's gonna know.
So go for a drummer dude. Ask the ladies whatever you want to ask or like.
I just wanted to ask like when is the next show gonna happen? You know.
Yeah. Andale.
No mames, wey.
I know.
Derrame.
We know who would you really want to ask.
Why? You want to see Sara.
All right. So, rubber dude, do you want to say what's up to Sara?
Sarai.
Sarai, say hi to rubber dude.
The Latin sensation of syncopation.
Nah, I wanted to say what's up. The bloody gypsies get down on some real shit.
Bloody gypsies.
Thanks, drummer dude.
Do you also play, right? You're in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it, man? Like out there, like with the competition, LA, you know, the whole LA bullshit and this and that. I mean, is there a lot of competition going on?
The people.
Yeah, there is a lot of competition. A lot of you know, everybody wants you to play for free all the fucking time, and it gets annoying, you know.
How do you deal with that though? Like, what advice would you give to the bloody gypsies? You know what I mean? Because they just started, so you know, as for you that you've been, you know, you are in a band and you know been doing it. What kind of advice would you like to give to them?
Well, pretty much, you know, if you're gonna get paid, you know, just get paid, you know, like don't play for free all the time because there's some fucking promoters out there that are real shady. They're fucking getting paid and you're over here hauling all your equipment as a drummer. True. You haul the most equipment, you know, so it gets pretty fucking annoying when you're playing for free and you're pretty much feeding somebody, you know.
Right.
Like,
true.
Fuck that.
What's the keywords when you know somebody's, you know, thinks he's slick or she's slick?
It's for the love, brother.
Yeah, and they're gonna you know they're gonna try to fuck you over. What are the hints, you know, of these people?
When a show is looking kind of empty because the promoter didn't do a good job, you know, because promoters got to do their part and they got to get, you know, like get on social media and like blow up the flyer and then put it out there, you know, so like people show up. If the promoter's not doing that, then it's and you get to the show and it's pretty much empty, you know, you ain't gonna get paid.
Oh
yeah,
you know, so that's when you and the band decide, like, you know what, like, should we head out or ask for money up front, you know, be like, hey, it's like hard. Pay us, you know, like, because you don't charge a lot, you know, and in this type of music you don't charge a lot. You're not like all these, you know, like fancy bands that play, you know, regional music, like Mexican music.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money's at. If you girls want to make money, learn how to play the accordion or.
Here we go. Hey, la banda.
Hey, drummer dude. Hey, drummer dude. I was about to bleep you because I thought you were going to say, tócame los aguacates. The DR is just staring at it. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, drummer dude.
Yeah, so that's pretty much my advice, you know. And
yes.
If a show is empty, you know, make a decision, bounce, you know, or ask for money up front because there's promoters that they skimp you out on money, you know. So you got to agree. You got to agree from the get-go, you know.
Playing for free, the drummer dude says, fuck that shit.
Fuck that.
Well, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, drummer dude. Right. Anything you want to say last to the bloody gypsies? And we call Sarai, we call her now here in Activate LA Radio Show. It was first heard.
Yeah,
the Latina sensation.
Of your syncopation.
Latina sensation.
La sensación Latina.
Ooh. Nah, well. Just, you know, you guys have a lot of potential, you know. I heard some of your shit. I would actually be there at your first show, like a fucking
groupie
that I am.
Los ojitos como le brillan, man. Her shiny eyes and shit. No,
oh,
kidding.
My goodness.
I'm talking about love machine.
All right, guys. You know how to do
that. Hey, God bless you, brother, man. Thank you for calling in, man. All right, and that was our friend, drummer dude, man.
That was the drummer dude on the hotline.
Why are you blushing, Sarai?
Here we go.
You're not too busy, right?
Too busy now. I don't even know him.
No, okay.
we'll see.
Evidence, was it Exhibit A in the evidence locker is, I was at their first show. Yeah, he was. I don't even know him.
I got some time.
I might have a little time for that.
Hey guys, you remember that one time I said I didn't know him?
Okay, have a little time.
Yeah, I got time.
Yeah, man. Well, we're getting close to the hour, man. For you guys listening right now through LAPartyRadio.com, make sure you guys download that LA Party Radio app. Listen to other shows, man. You know, Tremaine, every day there's a show.
Crash Unit Radio, shout out.
Shout out. We got Wednesday.
Shout out to Twisted One.
Twisted One. We got Mark Trilogy on Wednesdays.
Mark Trilogy Kickback Wednesdays.
We got Ernie Cool, you know. We got Art, Naughty, they got Thursdays. Every day, man, is a different show, different
DJ
music.
Precious.
DJ Precious. We got our friend playing from Europe. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit intoxicated. Not really. So,
I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm sort of fucked up. So if I say something fucked up, don't take offense to it, okay?
Yeah. Where can they contact you, you know? Because our show is live. Our show is live, but we also go on podcasts and goes, you know, replay.
You can find us on Instagram, The Bloody Gypsies, Facebook, The Bloody Gypsies, and then you can thebloodygypsies@gmail.com.
The Bloody Gypsies.
The Bloody Gypsies. Just get that ingrained in your mind. The Bloody Gypsies. Yes.
Yeah. When's your next show?
Yeah.
You guys have too many fucking questions.
The one for sure is on June 18th in Long Beach at the Piazza's Pizza.
Yeah,
we're sort of getting paid for that. And getting, one large pizza and free drinks.
The drummer dude approves of this show.
Yeah. Andrea, where can they? Andrea, where can they contact you? I'm sorry, that's honey. Hey,
Instagram, Facebook.
Where
at the bloody? Oh, like mine.
Your yeah.
Mine is, what is my Instagram? Drea Head XXX.
XXX.
It's nothing. I don't know why I put that. I swear. I like it's after I did it, I was all like, oh shit. Yeah. Oh well.
Drea Head. I'm gonna follow her.
XXX.
I know.
She likes wearing the brand of socks. The Head brand.
That's
shout out to Dr. and his foot fetish.
Can I do some shout outs?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. Shout out to Uzi who's watching us. And then shout out whoever wants to buy some tacos. They want to buy us tacos, girl.
Oh, girl.
Lilian Hernandez.
We are there.
We are so there.
Yeah. They still got time. Call in. You know,
also, I want to give a shout out to Tony and everybody from Eastside Rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Rehearse.
That's like the home of the Bloody Gypsies right now.
What is it? Like a studio?
It's a rehearsal space.
It's a rehearsal space. Do they rent it? Rent it for the people? A
couple hours. Like you just by the hour, just whoever wants has a band. Even if just people want to jam, we could just go there and rent a room out.
It's pretty good.
To give them like a little, like, you know what I mean? Coolistic, I guess.
The official
feel.
And a lot
of bands actually rehearsed there already. A lot of ska bands.
Yeah, a lot of bands have been going there. You know, East LA.
Yeah.
Bumping over there.
Bumping every day. So yeah, I'm really glad you guys came on the show. Thanks. We need to have you ladies, you know, back in the show. Love Machine, man. Any shout outs? Maybe can we disclose where is the next show or
not? If you follow Siren 3 Collective on Instagram, or if you message, direct message with no dick pics. There should be another show at the end of May. So if like you want your art or your band up, it would be in downtown Long Beach.
Dope. And also probably you can come down, you know, when we do the show and get together everything, you know. Bloody Gypsies are Phase One and Activate LA.
De La Machine.
Ray, you've interviewed, I know you're working towards your 100th show here, you and Tremaine, but yeah, you guys have interviewed a lot of really interesting people in the LA area. It's like, if you manage to get even like a quarter of the different people over those 100 shows, like whatever bit you do, that would be like a really interesting,
it's gonna be interesting
melting pot of people and ideas and just... that's gonna be cool.
Hey, right? Is that guy doing heroin in the corner? It's good, bro. It's all good. We're all family here.
No, and I agree, because you know we have like that's what Activate LA. Is not all, also Tremaine, you know, for the people that, you know, so that way they know it's not only about the people from Activate, you know, from LA, Los Angeles, but we have people that come from outside the, you know, the state, the country, so they're welcome. But the main thing here is this. To expose people that, you know what I mean, are local, and at the same time that, you know, make the connection with other people from outside.
Network.
Bloody Gypsies, before I say bye, anything you would like to say to them? Ask them.
Fuck the people that stole my car battery.
Wait, what?
Cut the wires.
Wait, what?
Yeah, see, now they took the battery. If they took the battery, because I was cool when I saw they didn't take shit else besides the quarters that I had, like an asshole, out in obvious point. It's 75 cents. I didn't really think people would steal 75. But either way, took the three quarters, and then they took the battery. I'm not even mad, but I wouldn't be angry if they just took the battery, but they just cut the wires when they took the battery. So it just, yeah, all I had to go is put another battery, hook the cables, we good. But now I got to do some extra shit, so fuck that individual.
Wait, where was
but that person doesn't even know how to take the battery out. So they had to cut the wires.
Hey, they know how to get the fuck out of there real quick, because it was still when the sun was up. It wasn't even night. So they're good at what they do.
Where were you parked at? So I know not to park there.
This is also in the Compton Hills of Gardena.
The Compton Hills is a rich part of Compton. That's Gardena.
I roll around way too much expensive for my cars.
I almost forgot. Drop with us.
Drops with us, which will be the Love Machine and the Bloody Gypsies.
Yeah, would you guys mind doing a drop for us? Like, you know, like a shout out?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All together as one, or?
Okay.
Or you guys want to do a single and then all together and then
the Love Machine? Whatever you guys want.
Do a single and then all together.
What do we do?
Is that good? Okay. Yeah, what do we do? Do you want to give an example?
Write this down.
This is Sarai of the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to Activate LA Radio.
Okay.
When the drummer dude hits me up, it is at the Activate LA Radio show every Sunday night.
Oh, no.
Now, when dudes will want to try to take my number, they better call the Activate LA.
Yeah, I'm going to give them your number. That's a good idea.
Ready?
If anyone calls for me,
all right.
That is true.
We're going to go. Ready?
This is Diana from the Bloody.
I'll be, all right, 5, 6, 7.
This is Diana from the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to Activate LA Radio. This is Diana from the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to Activate LA Radio.
This is Sarai Diaz.
This is Sarai Diaz, and you are.
Wait. Listen to Activate LA Radio.
Sarai from the Bloody Gypsies.
You can just say ActivateLA.com.
Just say ActivateLA.com.
ActivateLA.com. Say whatever.
Yeah, say whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
1, 2,
and...
This is Activate.com.
What?
Activate.
You guys say
the whole thing?
No, the whole thing?
Yes.
Like,
this is Sarai.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh,
shit, okay.
1, 2, and...
This is Sarai Diaz from the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to ActivateRadio.com.
Well, I'll just cut the radio. All
right. What is it? Activate...
LA.com.
Activate LA.
Okay. Activate. Activate. Oh, I can say ActivateLA.com. Yes. Okay, I got it.
Good night, listeners. It's about to be midnight.
Yeah. All right. 1, 2, and 3.
Hi, this is Andrea from the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to ActivateLA.com.
ActivateLA.com?
There you go.
LA.
Yeah, Love Machine. 1, 2, and...
This is the Love Machine. And you're listening to ActivateLA.com.
All right. Let me see and Bloody Gypsies all together. Yeah, cool with it? 1.
Wait, what are we saying? Let's all get on the same. We're the Bloody Gypsies, and you're listening to ActivateLA.com?
And then she can say, well, wait, this is Love Machine,
too. Yeah.
We're ready?
So this is a Bloody Gypsy.
And Love Machine.
We're all saying it all together.
Yeah. 1, 2, and...
This is the Bloody Gypsies and the Love Machine.
And you're listening to ActivateLA.com.
So you're like this.
How many was that? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's 12... No, it's 12:59. We can still scratch our legs. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, every third Wednesday of the month we have
Rhythm and Nuts.
Resident DJs. I was gonna say Love Machine. Resident DJs: Tremaine, Honey Touch,
Carlo, Phase One.
With the ramen, though, I want to go.
Oh yeah, the ramen spot.
Yeah, real gotta. Deal. That's the real deal. Authentic.
Even if it ain't half off on Sundays anymore.
And it hurts the feeling, DR's feelings that they don't have happy hour anymore. There's no more half off ramen. And
yeah. Thank you, ladies, for coming down. You know,
thank you for having us.
Hope you guys had fun, and it was what you guys expected. To me, it was more than that. I had a lot of fun. You guys' chemistry, you know, I consider friendship is dope. It's dope.
Yeah.
So thank you. This is your host,
the Bloody Gypsies and the Love Machine.
Thanks for the Modelos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see. See you guys, hear us next time. Don't forget to download our podcast at thetalentedmissprunk.podomatic.com. And if it's hard, that whole fucking address, just go to activatela.com.
Or you can catch us live every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on laparty.radio.com. Also, live stream video on ActivateLA.com. And you can catch the podcast on, like he said, the Talented Mr. Funk.podomatic.blogspot. And also on IdentifyRadio.com, UK time.
UK time, Wednesday mornings, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. And we're on YouTube now, ActivateLA. See you.